Welcome to the Eden Assignment, sponsored by the American Martial Arts Alliance Institute. Nominate your martial arts hero for the 2020 AMAA Legends Awards Banquet. Visit our website, www.whoshointhemartialarts.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Eden Assignment. I am Karen Eden. Today, I'm going to talk to you about a situation and just sit in it. Just sit it and think about what I'm saying. Oftentimes, I do shows and I get a lot of feedback, which I appreciate no matter what. And I get feedback sometimes where you go really fast and I have to listen to it like a couple of times sometimes to really grab the gist of what you're saying. So I'm going to try to talk a little bit slower today. Bring out the Southern Karen. Because this might be kind of a heavy show today, but it's a very, very important point. And I don't hear a whole lot of people talking about this, and it's been laid upon me to speak about this. And so, you know, well, who lays it upon you to speak about it? If you're someone who works in any type of ministry and you believe in my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we always say that the Holy Spirit will lead and guide you. And it is very true. There is a consciousness that you have where you take cues. You can even hear the voice of God talking to you. And that is done often through the Holy Spirit. Because I say that because there are other ways that people can supernaturally get downloads. And I've gotten them in a lot of different ways, but I do feel led to talk about this. So I know there's somebody out there that might really appreciate hearing this story or hearing what I have to say today in this lesson, I guess I should say. So, you know, I'm a martial arts instructor. This spring, next year, actually, I will be testing for 7th Dan. That is 7th degree black belt, and it took me about 30 years to get there. About 30 years. Next year will be my 30 years of teaching and training in martial arts. And, you know, there is today in this day and age, there's a lot of what we like to call BS going on in this industry right now. You know what I'm talking about, man. I mean, you know, when you're 21 and you're some strange 15th degree black belt, and it just took me 30 years to legitimately earn a 7th degree black belt, there's something not right there. And we're seeing a lot of things here. I mean, If you go through the process in the system right of getting the rank of earning the rank of you know a high ranked black belt, I mean if you were to Google the history of Taekwondo or Karate and look at the founding fathers, you'll see that you know when they died, some of them were only like 5th degree black belts when they died, and they're the founding fathers of our traditional martial arts, you know, and today you have a lot of people who are under the age of 30 who are claiming to be 10 Dans, that's just the math isn't correct. So I'm not sure what's going on with that. I try not to get, you know, too crazy about it. I see a lot of postings on it, and I'm a traditionalist, and I know that you need to earn your rank, and so I do have problems with that. But, you know, I just try to keep my nose clean and not worry about everybody else's problems when it comes to stuff like that. You see a lot of world champions and people with a lot of prestige and honor in some very watered-down places. That's like the best way that I can put it. I'm not talking about everybody, but I'm talking about a trend that's going on today in my industry where people are winning high awards in very watered-down places. Okay? That's the best way that I can for that. I know that I was, I was in a martial arts forum one time, and I noticed there was a trend where the schools were very focusing on how can we make the most money. And one well-known instructor, sorry, I had a frog in my throat this morning. Anyway, one well-known instructor was saying that what he has discovered is that if he doesn't force his black belts to ever have to fight, that it's more economically profitable for him. So then the question can be, can you literally, with a clear conscience, promote someone to the rank of black belt who's never once fought? I mean, doesn't know fighting skills or, well, has never practically used any fighting skills, even in a controlled situation like a martial arts school. And his answer was yes. And that was his, I guess his answer was, well, that's not our focus here. And so that really kind of jarred me a little bit because I thought, well, is this the trend now where we're starting to take a lot of what is truth and somewhat watering it down so that people who otherwise would not train in martial arts will all of a sudden give it a shot? And sure, they'll get a lot of the other values of it. I mean, it changes you to know that you're a black belt. I mean, it changes your mindset, trust me. What if now all of a sudden you have this mindset that you're a black belt who can't fight? Well, then what does that do to someone? I tell you what it does to them eventually is it takes them out of the game. Not just the game in martial arts, but in the game of life, because life you have to fight sometimes. And you have no mindset to do it if you felt like no one even had the audacity to teach you how to get in a ring and fight. And here you are saying you're a black belt. It is in the back burner of your mind, trust me, that I cannot compete with other people because I have never learned how to do it. And I've never had to not sleep at night because I was going to get up and fight in a tournament. If you've ever competed, you know what I mean. You know, your stomach is nervous. You've never had a nervous stomach because you never knew what it was psychologically like to get in a ring and fight someone with the same set of skills as you that you don't even know. You don't know if you're going to win. Are you going to lose? Are they going to call 911 and take you out on a stretcher? You don't know. You really do not know what happens when you step in the ring. But life is like that. You don't know what's going to happen when you step in that ring. And that mindset of knowing, I got in the ring and I fought anyway. Even if I lost, I still got in there. Man, that's a big deal. That's a really big deal. And I hate to see that we're getting away from that. We're losing so much with that. I hate to see promotions and awards that are taking place that aren't coming from a place of where they should come from. I mean, anybody can do anything. Listen, if you want to be a black belt that bad, you can go online and buy one. They're like $9. And, you know, put your name on it and wear it. Now, how do you feel? How do you feel? Do you feel like a black belt because you're wearing a black belt? I'll let you answer that question. But a lot of that is the trend that we're seeing and something that's been a tradition for, you know, thousands of years in martial arts. And a lot of people who are legitimate martial artists, you know, a lot of them see that and they're like, well, I can't believe it. It's turning into this today. It's so disgusting to me. And a lot of them are selling out and participating in it. A lot of that mindset is, look, it takes such a special person to be a real black belt. We're never going to make money. They quit. So let's meet them where they are. Let's meet them where they are. They don't want to fight. Okay. We have a no-fight black belt program for you. I mean, there's all kind of things going on right now, just all kind of stuff. And they're doing it to make it all-inclusive for everybody to be a winner in life. And they're making it so that people who wouldn't have the ability or the discipline or the focus to go all the way in the way our traditional ancestors in martial arts have, now they can do it. And now they can win. And now they can be somebody because we're lowering the standards of who and what we've always been. So I'm just going to put that out there and you can sit in it. You can sit in it. But I'm going to take it a step further right now. And I'm going to apply a spiritual application to this. Okay, here where I live in very liberal land, Colorado, we have some interesting churches, all right? I mean, we have a scum church, and I'm not kidding you. We have a scum church where someone has literally taken a passage out of the Bible, literally, and somehow spin-doctored it into an understanding that we are all pieces of scum. So let's just have a scum church. Now, we have churches out here that, you know, they can't get people to get up to want to go to church on Sunday, so they offer alcohol in the sanctuary. We're drinking alcohol in the sanctuary, you know, so after you've partied all Saturday night, you can just go on in and have some more. And I know I'm laughing because I think it's hilarious, but I promise you, I'm telling you the truth, here. I mean, marijuana is legal in this state, and I'm pretty sure that, you know, that's next if it's not already part of the church curriculum. You know, let's all sit around and do this. Because what we have to do as church officials is to be able to keep ourselves relevant and have the money flowing in and to have new people coming in is we have to lower our standards. We have to lower our standards. I'm not here to judge anybody who comes in the name of Christ, and I always say that. But I'm going to let you know there are repercussions for the way you're conducting your lowering of standards, not just in a martial arts school, but in a spiritual setting. I mean, anybody can take any passage and spin doctrine into being what they want it to be, ladies and gentlemen. You're looking at the entire context of everything that we know as far as the teachings of Christ, and it is not about lowering your standards. It's about bringing your standards up. Bringing your standards up. Listen, to be a black belt, and I'm talking about a legitimate black belt, it takes a lot of discipline and a lot of focus. You do have to know how to fight. If you're a real black belt, I'm not saying you have to win in a tournament. I'm saying you better know how to put your hands up and fight if you're going to wear that belt. I mean, the basis of traditional martial arts were these monks whose territory were being attacked, and they had to learn these fighting skills to defend their territory. This is where it comes from. This is something that, I don't know. In my mind, I can't see any other way. But besides that, let's say you're the world's worst fighter, but you still made it through and you've got your black belt. Well, good for you. You're still called a black belt. You're not called a bad black belt. You're called a black belt because you didn't give up and you still stayed the course and you passed all the necessary tests and things to get where you are. You did fight. Maybe you didn't win, but you did fight. And that the courage that it took to get in the ring and do that says a lot about who you are as a person. Everybody in life should know what it's like to get in a ring and fight. And maybe if it's not martial arts, maybe it's wrestling, maybe it's football, I don't care. Maybe it's band competition, I don't care. You're still getting in the ring when you do that mentally. You're still stepping in a ring, and that's the way life is. And if you don't have the skills for that mindset, you're going to freak out. You're going to be in the toilet all day with nervous diarrhea. All right. Listen, that's the way it is with spiritual things. You got to know how to fight in the spirit realm. And as leaders and teachers in the spirit realm, we got to teach people how to fight. We're not fighting flesh and blood in the spirit realm, but we are fighting principalities of darkness. You know what that is? That's evil. We're fighting evil. Whether you believe in evil or not, I don't care. You're still fighting it. You know, a lot of police officers that I deal with, a lot of them aren't real religious. But they know what evil is. And I'll ask them, I said, do you know what evil is? I do. I understand what evil is. Sure you do, because you're fighting evil on a physical realm. Ladies and gentlemen, in the spiritual realm, you fight evil. You don't have to believe in it to still have to fight it. You're fighting it. It comes about you and upon you. It comes upon everybody. Because the leader of evil, Satan, Lucifer, the devil, is out to seek and destroy. And that's everybody. He doesn't discriminate. Now, I tell you what, he'd like to get a hold of some good people. He'd like to get a hold of some people who believe in Jesus Christ. He often does. So you need to have the fight. You need to have the set of fighting skills in the spiritual realm. So when you're going to these places where they've watered it down to the point where you don't even have to focus on spiritual things, all of a sudden you got yourself a little problem here. I'm not even looking at what I consider to be disrespectful. I don't care. I don't care what you wear. That I have no problem with beer. Listen, if you want to drink beer, then go to the many fine establishments all over your community that has beer. But the one place that is sacred and holy, do you have to really bring a can of beer in there? Do you have to bring a can of beer into the place of sacredness and holiness? Have you no respect that you can't wait and go get the beer later? I mean, seriously, first thing on a Sunday morning, can you just not wait a little while? I've always heard that you can't drink all day if you don't start first thing in the morning. So maybe that has something to do with it. I don't know. I don't know. But there needs to be some sort of set standard here. There needs to be a set standard in martial arts, and there needs to be a set standard in spiritual faith. And there is a set standard in spiritual faith. You pull out your Bible, you're going to see how you conduct yourself in church. The Pauline writings, the epistles. This is after Jesus Christ died, rose from the dead, went to heaven, and you have first seven churches that are being placed under the ministry of our first missionary. It was Paul. And Paul outlines exactly how churches are to be ran. I mean, all seven books, all seven churches, it's all an outline of how, listen, you say you want to be in a church, this is how you need to run it. It's very, very organized, very set guidelines on how you run a church. And the reason why he did that was because it was chaos in the beginning. It was chaos. And, you know, you want to go back to the chaos today, you're getting away from the set standard that was put in place, which is actually in our Bible. It's in our Bible, in the New Testament. I mean, people who know things about this know what I'm talking about. If you want to get away from the standard and you want to lower your standards to meet people who don't feel very good about themselves, I want to encourage you to find another way to do that. Nobody feels good about themselves. Listen, I mean, I have my days. Everybody does. You can't, you know, your kids are going to have days where they don't feel good about themselves. It could be a year or two of bullying in middle school. It could be they didn't make the football team. There's a million reasons why your kids aren't going to feel good about themselves. Are you going to consistently lower the standards so that your kid can feel good about themselves? So now they grow up and they're in the world and then they can't handle anything because the standards have been lowered so low for them. The bar has been set so low, ladies and gentlemen, you can literally just step over it. That's the way I look at it today. I mean, you're doing a disfavor to your kids, to your students, to the people in your church when you lower that bar so low that they have nothing that they have to even worry about achieving. They've already arrived in it. I just can't understand it. The disfavor you're doing to people in church when they don't have the mindset of having to battle evil. And they go into the world and they get their ass kicked. I mean, I just don't understand it. Maybe I'm a dinosaur. Evidently I am in a lot of ways. But there are some things that shouldn't change. And it's hard to be a spiritual person of faith sometimes. It's not easy to have discipline and focus in the spirit realm. You do make hard decisions. Sometimes you have to choose to do the right thing because you're a spiritual person. And it's not fun. It's very self-denying. It's very self-denying to make right judgment calls and live in righteousness, which the Bible calls it. But you know what? Things that go against human nature often are. I mean, if we live for human nature, man, it's going to be debauchery, right? I mean, that is pretty much the principle of the Church of Satan. Google it. They're like, oh, we don't believe in Satan. We just believe in doing as we will, you know, debauchery, which is basically what it is, which is evil. When you live for yourself, it's evil. It's the worst kind of evil. It's easier to know that there's a Church of Satan doing weird, goofy stuff and sacrificing animals than it is today where they're like, oh, yeah, come join us. We just believe in doing whatever we want to do. I'm not falling for that either. I mean, they don't believe in Satan, which is why they have a 12-foot statue of him, like in all these cities now, trying to get one in your local city too. Because they don't believe in him. It makes a lot of sense to me. But anyway, I don't want to get off topic here. I'm just letting you know that there is something for everybody. And if you're willing to lower your standards and you want to go in the local karate school, who goes, listen, you'll never have to fight in your life. We'll give you a black belt in 6 months if you give me $6,000. How about that? Oh, it's out there, my friends. That's not very fair to us who have worked very hard to be where we are. But you know what? In my heart, I know I'm the real thing and I don't care. And, you know, it's the same thing spiritually. I look at these churches and people go to these churches to drink beer and smoke pot on Sunday morning. Whatever. I'm not going to do that because I'm the real thing. I battle sometimes spiritual decisions in my life. I have to battle. It's a battle over the flesh, the Bible calls it. A battle over the flesh. Sometimes I battle that. And, you know, I have to kick in my fighting skills in the spirit realm to be able to battle that. And you have all these spiritual leaders now coming out not teaching you these skills. And it's a real shame. It's a real shame that people are so weak and watered down that they have to, you know, they're on antidepressants because they can't handle something that our ancestors before us that had the same problems, ladies and gentlemen, they got on their knees and they prayed. Okay? That's what they did. There was no antidepressant. They got on their knees and they prayed. I mean, look at the history. Look at the history. Everybody goes through hard times. Now, if you have a mental imbalance or whatever, I'm not knocking you. I'm not knocking you if you need medication. Don't get me wrong. I'm saying there are people out there who are falling for the quickest and easiest solution. Life is hard. People struggle. People sweat. People pray. And they pray and they pray and they pray. And that's how they get through the tough times. If you're a spiritual leader and you're not teaching your people that when times get tough, you get on your knees and you pray, shame on you. If you don't have an altar at your church where people can go up and get on their knees and pray and cry out to God, I don't find that very respectful. I really don't. I can't tell you the last time I went to church and saw an altar. What's going on? We're just taking away, disseminating everything so that people will come. People will come. That's all we care about are the numbers and the stats. In our schools, all we care about is the amount of students we're signing up, the student retention, and what we have to do to keep them. I have to tell you a story. You know, I was in the news business for a long time. And once in a while, you go through times where ratings will slip. You know, the news director will get all freaky and weird because, you know, it's his job. Everything's about ratings. So we go to focus groups. Oh, the average person watching our newscast is 54 years old female, and she shops at Walmart. Oh, okay, Karen, you got to go out and do stories to try to get this 54-year-old woman to watch. You know, I mean, what do you want me to wear? What do I have to do? You want me to put on 20 pounds and look like crap? Will that make you happy? Well, evidently, that's what they're doing. I'm sorry. Some people are. Not everybody's doing it. What do we have to do to get ratings? You're seeing a lot of stuff on TV. You're like, how in the world? I see people on TV doing news now. I'm like, man, we could never get away with wearing something like that. I mean, that's practically a streetwalker outfit. What the heck is going on with that? And it's like, well, talk to my TV mentor about that. Karen, they did their focus groups and found out that a bunch of old white men watched that program, and they're going to appeal to them, and that's how they're doing it. I'm like, wow, you're right. All right, but listen, let me get back to my story. So I worked for this one news station, the radio, got all freaky and freaked out, and they're like, oh, we got to do something. You know, I'm the feature reporter, so it's like, all right, Karen, you got to do something to whip them back. Focus group show that our audience, they love kids and they love pets. There I go. I have to go to the animal shelter and do puppy stories and baby stories and all this stuff. And, you know, they fix it in right around the weather cast. I was a meteorologist to try to get people to go, oh, they got a cute puppy on. I'm going to watch the news tonight. Seriously, that's the way they look at it. And that's why you see stories like that. After a hard news day, all of a sudden they're going to end the newscast with puppies or babies. Or, you know, vets coming home and surprising their kids. So God bless our vets, but that story has been done a million times because they know it's a ratings grabber. You know, you think you know what's going on when you watch news. There are people that make a lot of money who are trying to figure out who the hell you are and what you want to watch. You have no clue how much money goes into that. But that's my point. Are we going to do the news? Are we going to water things down just to appease people? So that's kind of a decision that you have to make in your life. Are you willing to go to the church that's really hard and difficult, where you've got a teacher who's telling you, you know it's the truth what this minister is saying, but it's hard for you to live by it, so you won't go there anymore. It gets under your skin. It makes you a little bit itchy because it's tough to do. Ladies and gentlemen, you got yourself a good minister right there. He's not perfect, and he's telling you through his own struggle of the battle over the flesh of how what you need to do. Don't think a man up there that's telling you the things that are right and the things you got to do and the things that are godly hasn't struggled. I promise you, he's been attacked a million more times than you have in a million more different ways. If he can tell you that, he's trying to help you learn something. If you're going to sit there and take it as criticism and a finger in your face, then you're taking it with the wrong mindset. If you have a karate instructor who's tough on you, but they also encourage you, and they show you that this is something you can do because they did it, well, then you got yourself a good teacher. A good teacher is going to teach you how to fight, ladies and gentlemen. A good minister is going to teach you how to fight, ladies and gentlemen. They're not going to candy coat it and tell you that you can get your black belt without fighting. And they're not going to candy coat it in the pulpit and tell you that you can get yourself to heaven and have all the abundance of life without fighting. Because sometimes in the spirit realm, the biggest enemy is you. And you got to fight yourself. You know, the devil came to Eve and tempted her herself. He didn't go around everybody else and tell Adam to tempt Eve. He did it himself. She must have been a brilliant woman. This is for the devil to take the time to personally try to take her out. You think you're not brilliant and you're not worth taking out, so you go to the church of scum? You are brilliant, created in the image of God, and the devil would love to take you out. Just because you believe in Jesus Christ, he'll love to take you out. Don't water yourself down. A lot of people don't like Karen, and a lot of people do. I'm one of these people that you either love me or you don't like me. And as soon as I walk in the room, you'll pretty much have it figured out. Ladies and gentlemen, that's me. That's what I've discovered. There's no tweeners, I take her or leave her. People love me or they hate me. I'm okay with that. Stand in your truth. If you don't like me, then don't like me. But don't pretend to like me and then don't really like me. Let me know. Stand in your truth. It's okay. You're going to have to take a stand somewhere. And you're going to have to not water yourself down. That's my final note on this. A lot of people out there get a lot of pressure to try to water themselves down to meet the standard of other people. You don't need to do that. You know what? If people can't handle you because of some kind of greatness, that's their problem. That's not your problem, ladies. It's not your problem if other women don't like you because you're successful or you're beautiful or smart or whatever. That's not your problem. You think people might be happy for you because you got good things and God's blessed you? Maybe some. The majority aren't going to be happy for you because they're jealous, because they see you being blessed and they don't like it. I'm just speaking the truth, am I not? So you better have a set of fighting skills to get in there and fight that off, because that'll mess with your head. You better know spiritually how to fight principalities of darkness, because that's what that is when people come against you. They're not fighting you with their fists. They're not kicking you with their feet. They're fighting you, principalities of darkness. They put evil on you just by the way they look at you sometimes. They're cursing you under their breath. A lot of things go on. And if you know how to fight, you're going to be okay. Can you get in the ring and fight to be a black belt when people come against you? Can you get in the spiritual ring? And can you fight evil when evil comes against you? I'm hoping you get some good teachers, ladies and gentlemen. You find the toughest one out there, and that's where you need to be. You need to have some tough teachers that's going to push you and tell you the truth. I don't mean emotionally batter and bully you. I don't mean cut you down. I mean one that's going to listen to me. I'm looking at you, and you are so close, and you've got incredible potential. And I know you don't believe in yourself right now, but I believe in you, and I know you can do this. You know how many times I've had to say that to a student, lived off the street, street kid, homeless person? It does work. It does work. All righty. That's what I wanted to tell you this week. I am Karen Eden. I have 4 books out. I write for 2 magazines every month. I do a lot of stuff. Getting ready to go in, get dressed. Going to put my clerical collar on and do a chaplaincy at a local hospital here. I'm going to meet some people getting ready to cross on over, see if I can help them out a little bit. I got stuff to do, so I want you to pray for me. Do a lot of Native American work. That's coming together. I appreciate your support. Think good things about me, if nothing else. A lot of people think bad things of everybody. But if you just think good things, that helps, even if you don't want to pray. I just think good things. I'll take it. All righty. Well, listen, God bless you. We'll see you next time on the Eden Assignment. Take care. Bye-bye. Love Talk Radio.